It's a track by Recluse, features Joe Dookie, called Deeper Waters. 2 minutes past 5 o'clock. You're on 95 BFM. This is Monday Drive with Hattie J. Hansel. And as per usual, Monday afternoons around this time, we talk to someone considered in the know in the industry and ask them what they're listening to right now and why they think it's hot and why they think you should get it. And today, I'm joined by Simon, who is from amplifier.co.nz.
Hello.
Perfect timing for New Zealand Music Month, Simon, isn't it?
May.
We're not over it yet, are we? No?
No, we love it.
We love it. And the album that you've brought up for us all to check out, BFM listeners in particular, is by the Tiger Tones, self-titled?
Yes. Debut.
Their debut. Got it playing in the background for you guys. And where are these guys from?
The Christchurch band, and as I said, that's their debut, and it's out on Pina Colada, which is a Christchurch-based label, which I guess it's known to some, well, hopefully to a lot of the BFM listeners through, they released the Pig Out album.
Which was so good. Yeah, I love, that was awesome. Like one of my favourite local albums of the year when that came out.
And prior to Pig Out, they did the first Shocking Pinks releases before Flying Nun picked them up.
Right.
So they're quite a nice little A&R outfit down there.
Yeah. And so these guys are from Christchurch then,
yep.
Yeah?
And actually have members of both, or former members of both Shocking Pinks and Pig Out, just to,
oh, really?
Just to complete the circle, you know.
Cool. And when did this come out?
It would have, I think it was 2 weeks ago. I'm not sure. I've got my after work brain on now.
So. 2 weeks ago, because it's pretty fresh. It's pretty fresh.
Very fresh.
And it's their first album, I think you said.
Yeah.
Cool. Let's have a listen. And what do you like about it? What's grabbed you, actually?
Well, I guess initially what grabbed me is I'm an old man, and these guys, their influences are very much on their sleeves. They've got that whole post-punk sort of aesthetic, sort of that sort of UK period of indie sort ofness from 81 to about sort of the mid 80s, where they've sort of got the punk vibe to their music, but they're also picking up on electronica. They've got it's not straight up drum beats, it's a lot more funky, you know, sort of almost reminiscent of some of the earlier Certain Ratio sort of things. It's cold, it's stark, it demands beer and volume. It's a good album.
We're going to write that down as a quote. Demands beer and volume. They should send that to them and they'll put it in their bio. Cool. Because sometimes when people try and pull that sound off, Simon, it's actually quite a hard sound to pull off really, really well.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yep, and you can fall flat on your face.
Totally.
I mean, particularly when you're dealing with a marketplace where you've got people that remember those years, and they're like, oh, yeah, and you've got a bunch of youngins that are, you know, the beauty of today's world and digital age is that, you know, everyone's going back and you can check out sounds from whenever. It's not, you have to go and visit some strange old man who's got the vinyl in his attic. It's all online, so it is hard to do, and they've done it incredibly well. Some of the songs, it's quite obvious who they're influenced by. New
right.
Order comes up a few times.
New Order?
Yeah.
Sweet. And they play live a lot. Do you know?
I would imagine so. I know Christchurch, being what it is, they're bound to play in Christchurch a lot. Unfortunately, these bands don't seem to come out of Christchurch enough.
No.
I think it's because it's, I don't know, so warm down there.
Listen, this is a good one, eh? I like this one.
Yeah.
Cool. And what do you do at the Amplifier, Simon? Just so people, because you must see so many New Zealand albums.
We see, yes, an
each
obscene amount of New Zealand music.
Yeah, you must do, for something to stand out. So what do you get up to there?
If I put my official hat on, I'd call myself the editor. I kind of look after things like the mail outs and the news section and all sorts of bits and pieces. I mean, we're a small team, so we all kind of do little bits of everything, putting up albums and all that sort of communicate, you know, sort of dealing with record companies, artists, and due to the very open nature of the site, we deal from people with people that have no interest or experience in the actual recording industry, right through to, of course, the major labels with their big projects and money to boot.
And did you just stumble across this, or were you kind of looking out for it, if that makes sense?
I must admit, I stumbled across it. Richie, one of the guys I worked with, put it on one day, and I was sort of like, oh, that's not totally horrible, which is my usual reaction. And then we played it again, and I quite liked it. And then thinking about doing this show, I was sort of, what can I pick that, you know, all of Auckland hasn't already heard of? And I thought, well, Flight of the Conchords, obviously. But someone had that CD, so I brought this one up instead.
Awesome. Hey, is there anything else you'd like to add as a plug on In the Know for this band, or something about the album?
Well, I guess apart from the fact that it's a really good listen, it's got this sort of feel to the album where you want to go to someone's grotty student Greyland flat, drink a couple of beers or cups of tea, turn up the volume and jump around a lot. And, you know, it's a good time of year to have albums like that, because it's getting cold and, you know, power's getting expensive. So, you know, get the CD and jump up and down. Stay warm for winter.
Awesome. Awesome. So thanks, Simon. That was Simon from amplifier.co.nz. You can actually get this album off amplifier.co.nz, no doubt.
You can indeed.
Very good. And sounds like it's an amazing one to go out and get. If you're wanting to do the whole Let's Represent and Support New Zealand Music, good one to get for this month, yeah?
Definitely, and hopefully they'll come and play in Auckland soon.
Cool.
Because I think they'd be amazing live. It's just
great.
Sounds like they would be.
Yeah. Hey, do you have a favourite track?
I think that Getting Minced.
Let's Get Minced.
Yeah, Let's Get Minced.
Great title, yeah.
It is an awesome title.
Let's Get Minced. This is the Tiger Tones, and you're on 95 BFM. Thanks so much, Simon.
Pleasure.
Cool.